Hello, and thanks for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. This week, we're focusing on Thailand, which is on the verge of a solar energy transformation. We're here with Wandi, the woman leading Thailand down a cleaner path. She runs the Solar Power Company Group, the largest solar power company in the country. Wandi's company is booming, having already attracted upwards of $800 million worth of investment. With this private financing, the Solar Power Company Group has constructed 36 solar farms in sunny northeast Thailand so far. To tell us more, we're fortunate to be joined by Wandi herself, who has traveled to Germany to take part in the Bonn Climate Change Conference. It's great to have you in the studio and talk to you face to face like this.
I am very pleased to be here too.
To start with, can you give us an update on what's been happening with your company since you became one of our winning activities in 2014?
I just finished the last solar farms, number 36, in June last year. So we have completed 36 solar farms, and we have created the job for local people, at least 20,000 jobs, mainly women, during our construction. And we also created another more than 1,000 jobs for 50 years from now to the local people. We also help reducing carbon at least 200,000 CO2 every year. And because of our success from the first one, only 7 megawatts from 2010, by end of 2015 in country Thailand alone, we are going to have at least 3,800 megawatts.
Wandi, that's great. You've spoke about a lot of results, and it's incredible to see how much it's grown in just a short few years. What's next for Solar Power Company Group?
Actually, we have a plan to expand the same business model to the other country in ASEAN, which is we are now working very close with Myanmar, with Philippines, and as well as Indonesia. And we have a plan in to do some of the investment in Japan, another 150 megawatts in by end of this year. I think with our business model that we have is being proof to the financial institute that they can easily support the project. So this is key success to the project, that we can expand the similar business model to other countries.
Because it's been such a success and you're doing so well, I'm curious to know what motivates you, what drives you?
When I first walking to many banks in Thailand, so many banks said to me that I'm the woman. And you should go back being a good housewife and doing a new things that is never been doing before is such a high risk. And so I said to them that I am already be a good housewife. Now I want to make the project happen. So I think this is some of the challenge. And the most important thing is that I want to prove to the world, to the people, that if we can do it, then we can change the new form of energy to our next generation.
If there was one key message you really want to drive home,
yes,
what would that message be?
Yes, I would like to convince all the people all over the world, no matter you are the government, you are a private sector, that this is our duty to make a better world for our next generation.
Keep up the great work, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Sarah.
I'm your host, Sarah Marshaldon. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.